the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Monday, guys. How
morning.
You doing?
Good morning.
Feeling fresh, ready to go.
Me too. Meg, you sound so sprightly on air. In reality, very different story.
A little bit. Yeah. Very, very big weekend.
You had a big day yesterday, of course, a big Halloween thing at your mum's house. How'd it go?
She has a steepish driveway and doing laps of the driveway, handing stuff out and like just putting props up. It was a long weekend.
Very, very busy. Yes. I saw some little videos that you put on Facebook.
Yeah.
It looks so cool.
We ran out of stuff. Normally we don't. We gave out about 200 lolly bags.
That's amazing, isn't it?
In the area, which is really cool.
How good.
Famous in the zone.
Yeah. Thank you for having us for dinner on Friday night. What a
pleasure.
That
I'm glad you guys could come. It was very nice.
I didn't expect us to go so late.
No.
Was it like 2 a.m.?
Yeah, we wrapped things up. It was great. Great night.
Crevo's such a good host,
he
right?
He is, absolutely.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
I knew things were going downhill, though, when you started offering everyone at the party neat whiskey.
What a great way to wrap up a night, right? That's what I always say. I always think it's a good way to finish things off.
Absolutely.
A little
so good.
Tipple, if you will.
good morning, Jess. How are you?
Morning. Good.
A little bit tanned, I see.
Oh, yeah. It's
just a touch.
Just not the tan we want. It's a bit red.
Do you eventually brown up or just stay red?
No, eventually brown up.
Yeah.
So it'll be worth it.
Very jealous. I go red and then I just peel and go back to white.
Oh, I haven't peeled for so long, but I haven't been burnt this bad in a while, so I'm concerned.
Oh, do you think it could be on the cards?
It could be a peely little situation.
Keep the moisturizer, keep the aloe vera, you'll be good.
Yeah, you said before you were misting yourself.
Yes, I've got a little aloe vera spray in the fridge and I just duck in the kitchen every now and then and
hey, good. Hopefully you can keep that peel away, right?
Jackson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I don't have headphones. I'm so sorry. So I cannot hear anyone.
Oh, that's okay.
I was going to say. What we said about you.
Brutal.
Hey, guys. Lads versus lasses starting your day next, mate.
Yes, lads are on 76. The lasses are on 83. Got some work to do. We've got a $70 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara up for grabs. If you want to play 13-10-09, we're going to do it
cafe.
Next. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's great. And it's perfect if you want to go with someone and you go do your shopping and then you have a bite to eat.
Yep.
And then you can, you know, pretend you paid for it and then get them to pay for the next thing.
There you go.
You know, I gave away a couple of these on the weekend.
Oh, did you?
I used the exact same gag.
Oh, really? Oh, I say it's a pitch more than anything.
Just take your friend and say that you didn't win it on the radio.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Now, upon request from last week, I think I've made the lads questions a little bit easier because you guys are trailing 6 points. Sorry.
76 to 83.
I would like you to get some points on the board because I'm going to throw you a bit of a bone.
Oh, Meg, these are hard.
They are not hard at all.
I almost fell off my chair when I read how hard these were. But hey, that's all right.
Nah.
That's the name of the game, though, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Trying to be nice.
Well, we still need a lass. 13-10-09 if you want to play. Let's kick it off, though, with our lad, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. His name is Jason. He's from Hawaii. He's an earth worker. And he says he's a happy family man, keen to travel Australia before he dies, and spent the weekend getting his caravan ready to go away. Jason, where are you going to head with the caravan? What's the first destination?
We're going Crescent Head, then Yamba, and then back to Foster on the way home.
Oh, beautiful trip.
Crescent Head is just one of the best places, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, let's get into your questions. First one for you. Here we go. Which precious stone is used to celebrate a 60th wedding anniversary?
Oh, dear. Ruby?
Oh, no, it's a diamond. How far away is your 60th wedding anniversary?
Probably about 35 years away.
Yeah. Hey, you're doing pretty good. Number two for you. KKW is the beauty brand of which celebrity?
I thought these were
going to
be easier.
That's what I thought.
Think about it, though. This is a this is pretty easy. Big celebrity married to a rapper. Or not anymore.
Kim Kardashian. Yeah!
Handed to him on a silver platter.
There you go.
Well, how many beauty brand ambassadors are married to a rapper, actually?
Who have their initials.
Good. Hey, you got one free kick there, I think. All right, number three. This one's multiple choice. In the process of cake baking, which of the following is not a raising agent? Is it A, steam, B, yeast, or C, caster sugar?
Caster sugar.
That is correct.
Yes, Seth, told you that were
good
easy.
Good job.
Good stuff. Is Jason really smart? You know, that's what we've got to throw out there to the universe.
All right, let's meet our lass this morning, guys. She needs two for a tiebreaker coin toss, or all three correct for an instant win. Going to Jodie in Taraba, who is a nursing home chef. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning.
What's for brekkie today? Mashed potato.
Baked beans.
Ooh.
Lovely.
It's a solid morning.
Yeah, that's it. Or not so solid.
Let's do this. Question number one. What does the brand Gliderol make?
What was that again?
What does the brand Gliderol make?
Gliderol.
It's something you see every day, but you might not necessarily notice it straight away. But it'll be in your memory somewhere.
Oh, my God. Glad
wrap. Hey, good guess.
Garage doors. It's always a random logo.
And one of the biggest makers.
Yeah.
Jodie, how much Glad wrap do you go through at work, out of curiosity?
A lot.
Maybe that's where the answer was coming from.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. What is builder's joint tape used for?
Builder's joint. For plastering?
That is correct.
We'll give you that.
Absolutely right.
Okay, this one is for a tiebreaker coin toss, Jodie. Question three. What would you use a universal cat key for?
Cat key?
Yeah.
Unlocking, Allen key bolts?
No. Starting up a Caterpillar brand excavator. Hey, the lads win. Sorry, Jodie. Yeah.
Hey! Doesn't that blow your mind? Every time you see one of those Caterpillar excavators, they can all start with the same key.
It's like golf buggies.
Yeah, incredible.
same. Hey, Jason, you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No worries, man. $70 voucher for Gamble and Brown Katara. Don't be a turkey. Get catering for Chrissy with Gamble and Brown with 5% discount if you order before the 14th of November, guys. Gambleandbrown.com.au.
Great prize. Yeah. Up next, we've got to talk about this protest that's been happening over in LA. This is huge. Oh, probably the wrong word for the whole situation, but hundreds of activists have been marching through the streets with their big signs, all against the stigma. They're protesting the stigma around small male appendages.
A protest.
A big protest. Oh, I don't know. I keep saying the big word.
Huge protest.
I'm talking really about the small stuff here. Yeah, we've got to talk about it next because some of these activist signs are hilarious.
Why is this the second time we've done a story based around something like this from you in the last couple of weeks?
I don't know. We've got to ask the program directors here. So, guys, over in LA, there's been this big protest, hundreds and hundreds of activists hitting the street protesting the stigma against the small male appendage. I mean, I didn't realise it was such a big issue, but...
So, what are they actually protesting? Because I'm pretty sure they can't actually change it.
Well, no, they're protesting. They want to end the shaming.
Oh, I see.
So they've had quite a number of, I guess they're called clever, like placards and signs. Hundreds of people out there. Some examples. My 4-inch Frank is dank. small. Here's another one. Small dong, big heart. another dong based one here. There's nothing wrong with a small dong.
Can I ask, you're looking at the photos, are there any, like, women at this event?
Yes, there are, there actually, are. Okay. Which is quite a surprise. But I guess, you know, it takes all time.
There are some supporters out there. Interesting. Mm. I feel like people have just run out of things to protest about.
Well, quite possibly.
They were protesting in America about our lockdown, so anything goes.
It's almost as if they're Googling, what can we possibly protest about, and then let's do it.
Jackson, over in LA, when you've been over there, are there a lot of protests?
Look, the Americans are very impassioned people, so they like to get out on the streets for pretty much anything. I mean, I was at there in a time where they released a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and someone got stabbed in a drive-thru because they took the last one. So, like, they love to get out, and they love to voice their opinions.
And just get, just protest anything that's really, really passionate. Really passionate about. Now, you might be wondering, how would a protest like this get organised?
Yes.
Because to get hundreds of people to a place like this, you really need to, have your organisation there.
I'm taking one guess and saying Reddit.
Okay. Well, you'd be incorrect.
Oh.
So it was actually organised by two YouTube stars. Now, these guys are massive. Millions and millions of views and millions of subscribers between them. YouTube stars called Chad and JT. And they suggested that the attendees need, they don't need to have the small appendage to attend, just believe in the cause. So, yeah, if you, I guess if you're wanting to know more, just search them up on YouTube. But quite fascinating that they were able to get such a big attendance for this event. It's
Are
crazy,
you okay,
right?
Nick?
Yep.
You okay?
Oh, it's just the story is very funny, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
Great work, Ring.
Look, it's my pleasure to bring you a story like that.
Hey, at the end of the day...
Mm-hmm.
That's just how some people are.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm all for it.
And it all takes all types.
Equality and acceptance.
That's right. That's what we're all about here on this show. Anyway.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
Meg.
And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, I'm so happy. Regional travel is back today.
Oh, it's a really, really exciting. A lot of people, you know, getting out there and getting planned. All the things they've been wanting to do for ages, right?
You two in particular. All your families down in Sydney.
Yep.
The smile was big this morning.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so good because, obviously, Creva, I was chatting to your partner, Emmy, about this on the weekend at your house. She was saying, you know, during lockdown, especially when we had, like, that period of isolation, like, we didn't really have anyone here that could drop stuff off to us or, you know. Like, we work and, I love you guys, but, like, your friends and your family are
different. That's right, yeah.
Well, you guys are friends, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm just so excited because after all of this time, we can finally see them. Like, after the show today, we can go to Sydney if we want.
Yeah.
Jackson,
totally
you
possible.
Said this morning, because, of course, you live in Sydney.
Yeah.
So many caravans on the highway.
Yeah,
already.
It was like peak hour on a public holiday. There was caravans everywhere, and they were doing, like, the three-lane deep, so I'm, like, stuck behind all these people that are going on their holidays, and I'm like, I just need to get to work, guys. Stop teasing me.
Real talk, how many do you think you... drove past?
Oh, honestly, like, too many to count. There was just so many, and they all had all their bikes on the back, so it's like they've reefed their kids out of school just to get away.
I love that.
Yeah, nice. Really
get
cool.
Get ready, kids. We're going on vacation. What we thought we'd do this morning, 131009, bit of a different one. Are you on the road right now, and you've, like, come to Newcastle from Sydney, or maybe you're from here and you're going away on holiday this morning? Tell us where you are, what you're doing, and just give us a vibe. Let's get excited.
Yeah.
We can do this now, guys.
Yeah, I know. Let's all feel great about what's possible.
Yeah,
absolutely. 131009. Every single person as well that gets onto air this morning, you go into the draw for the prize of the week, which is a wood-fired pizza oven.
Ooh. Oh, how good is that?
It's great. 131009.
The Novos.
Oh.
Shut up and drive.
after 88 days under some level of travel restriction. Today, guys, we can travel. I love that flights can come in and out of the country now as well.
Yeah.
Things are opening up. This is fantastic.
Oh, so exciting.
You can go to Sydney if you want today. You can go on holidays anywhere in New South Wales, which is fantastic. What we thought we'd do this morning, just to open things up, get the vibe going, get excited. Are you, like, traveling to go on holiday on the road right now? We want to hear from you.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Jackie. Hello.
Hey, Jackie.
How are we this morning, guys?
We are very, very excited. How is it where you are at the moment?
It's pretty good. It's the calm before the storm up here.
Oh, so you're expecting a lot of people to head up your way. Where are you?
Currently, at the moment, I'm in Salamander Bay, so in Port Stephens. Everybody loves coming to Port Stephens.
Oh, any time during school holidays, going to Port Stephens, like Saltash area, nuts.
Oh, wow. We've got to pack a bloody lunch
to go to Woolworths. Jackie, for those coming into the area and visiting out at the bay, what's a recommendation?
Recommendation? Well,
fun food, whatever.
Okay. Shout out to the country club. They've just done a little bit of a relic there, so that looks fabulous.
Good
all
stuff.
Beaches, like, you can't go up here.
Yeah,
absolutely. Can't go wrong.
Always fun at the country club. Next up is Joy. Good morning, Joy. Hello, Joy.
Joy's gone.
Joy's gone. Let's try Kelly up next. How you doing, Kelly?
Oh, good, mate. How are you?
Really good. Are you on the road? It sounds like you are.
Yeah, we're travelling. We've just gone over the Bulla Mountain.
Yeah, and, nice.
We've got the boat on the back.
Oh.
It's Scott and Jeff are with me, and we're going fishing for a week.
Yeah, you are. How long has this been on the cards for?
Since we found out lockdown's over.
Yeah, nice one, man.
Hey, Kelly, what time did you get up this morning and hit the road?
Well, I got up at 3:45, but we picked the boys up at 5 o'clock and we've been on the right thing.
Good start. Oh, you have the best time.
Yep.
How many flaps in the back?
Well,
Oh, he's gone.
Just checking
he's
on
the
now.
He's gone off grid now.
Joy's back. Hey, Joy, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you on the road right now?
Yes, we left Camden. We're at Bulladula. We left at 4 o'clock this morning. The roads are awesome.
Where are you heading?
We're heading up to Kingscliff.
Oh, beautiful.
All right, how long are you going for? What are you doing there?
We're just going there for a bit of leisure.
Beautiful
nice
stuff.
Nice one.
Yes.
Who's in the car at the moment?
Oh, my husband, Michael.
Get in the way.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah. Michael.
I'm not a very good passenger, so he's doing wonderful.
Hey, have the best time, Joy. What a fun time. That's what I mean. Things are happening, guys.
You can feel the excitement just in everyone's voice.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, it's just fishing, but oh, my God, how good's it going to be?
So good. Enjoy and keep safe, guys. Meg, up next, we are talking chips, which were in the news a lot last week.
Mm. With the announcement of the best hot chips in the country.
Well, yes.
Guys in the Gold Coast have taken it a little bit next level and decided they wanted to befriend a bunch of seagulls. And obviously, the best way to befriend seagulls is with hot chips. But the way they did it, a little bit unconventional.
Okay, well, we'll hear about it next day. Meg, we're talking seagulls and chips, two things I hate.
Well, you know I am the crazy bird lady.
Of course.
That's my official title in this surely team is the crazy bird
surely
lady.
We'll walk out, Crevo. Mm. You probably don't see it as much, but whenever we leave work, we have those bower birds.
The plovers.
No, the plovers outside. The most evil, horrible birds on the face of the planet. So they will chase you and peck your eyes out.
Well, they got the spikes on their wings too.
It's like, I love little kitty.
I've been tempted to bring them food. I'm not going to lie.
Don't encourage them.
I will encourage them all I like. But these guys, they've gone next level. I don't think anyone really tries to befriend a seagull apart from me. I'm the type of person who goes to the beach with the chips and feeds them all
and
attracts them all, like, and they don't leave us alone. These two guys in the Gold Coast, oh my goodness, have gone a little bit extreme. $1,000 worth of chips from the fish and chip shop. and then covered themselves in the chips.
So like a full-on, this is some sort of stunt, right?
This is a stunt. So they're two YouTubers from the Gold Coast. Okay. So basically, they've gone to the fish and chip shop, grabbed $1,000 worth of chips. Feel sorry for the people who work at the fish and chip shop, to be completely honest.
Sorry, I feel like this needs some, like, Mission Impossible music.
Yes.
So what did they do?
They've gone down into the actual beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dug themselves into a hole in the sand and then built up, like, a sandcastle, a giant pile of hot chips.
Over their heads?
No, so their heads were exposed.
Oh,
that's
right.
The thing. Their heads were exposed.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, all they were saying was to possibly get the ibises as well involved. Not
the
just
old bin chickens, yeah.
And then all they said, we want to win over their trust.
Well, how did it go? Not
very well, because the whole point of it was to win over their trust. Apparently, they flew in, took two chips, and then flew off.
Yeah, took off again.
The sheer amount of seagulls that this pile of hot chips attracted.
Crazy, well, look,
yeah. Why do that? I don't understand why people put their bodies through all of this trauma. For what?
A YouTube video.
We talk about it on Radio in Newcastle.
A couple of views on YouTube.
But, like, if I had a spare... you know, I love birds. If I had a spare $1,000... I'm not spending it on chips to befriend them.
What a bunch of fools. Who's spending $1,000 on chips?
Maybe, like, there was a fish and chip shop who were willing to sponsor the thing. I don't know.
Hey, we're not talking about it, so it didn't work for that from that angle.
No.
but they, yeah, these people, they're just desperate.
And I feel like hot chips, it's really hard to give the company who got on board a decent plug for it, because, I mean, they're hot chips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think they had to buy them.
You would have had to have a couple of sneaky ones to taste test as well, to be fair,
yeah.
If you're buying $1,000 worth of hot chips. But they did this purely for a YouTube video to befriend seagulls, which they're not going to really be that friendly.
No.
Yeah, it was kind of one waste of money, but it, like, for... You know how people say do it for the gram?
Yeah, that's
kind of moment.
What I've said the whole time to you, Meg, I hate birds.
That's not correct. The other day, we got in the car... And you've gone, oh, there's a Rosella over there, Meg. And I'm like, oh, okay. And you're, I like Rosellas. I'm slowly turning you into a bird person.
No.
Yes, I am.
That's not happening.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'll pull your head back and I'll force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Creebo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Or maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win. Maddie, Megan,
Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Therapy on the radio time. Guys, I guess I need your help with something at the moment. So, my mum, love her a lot. She's in Sydney. She's been dating a guy for the last 14 years, right? Now, I've never really seen an eye to eye with this guy. He treats her pretty badly. I'm going to put it out there. This man is the definition of a gaslighter. Like,
okay.
He pulls her along, drags her along. She's so in love with him. He's just really terrible to her. He doesn't do anything with her. He refuses to sleep over at her house. In 14 years, he's slept over twice.
What?
What?
He's got this whole other weird secret life that sort of goes on the side of things. Like, she knows nothing about him.
Really?
14 years.
Yeah. And
wow.
She's so insecure about the whole thing because, you know, she's 53 and he's only her second partner, her first being my dad. And, you know, it took a lot for her to leave my dad. And I've kind of just watched her for all of these years and really upsets me because it affects her so much when he treats her like crap. Anyway, the other day she calls me up and she's like, Matt, I'm finally sending him out the door. Well, not that he ever comes over, but, like, she's cutting things off with him.
Cutting the cord.
And I was really happy about it. And then a couple of days later, I found out that he'd weaseled his way back in.
Mm.
What my dilemma is this morning, and I want to put it out there, I'm sort of divided as to what advice I should give her, because she does come to me a lot for advice. I want to tell her, get rid of him, never speak to him again. You can do better than that. But on the other hand, I don't want to tell her how to live her life because her happiness is so attached to her relationship, and I say that loosely, to him. And I don't want to be the person that tells her, you can't date him.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, it's tricky.
Because if they stay together, then you look like a bit of an asshole.
Well, what do you do? Like, yeah. I care so much about her, and I just don't want to see her continually getting hurt by this guy who clearly is in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Not good enough for her by the sound of it.
No, let me tell you, she's a catch for any guy because she's just such a sweetheart, and all she wants is this really cool, nice relationship with her partner, and he just won't give it to her. This is actually just a selfish pig.
Yeah.
Tough one. All right, Meg, where do you sit on this? Do you think Maddie should tell her absolutely cut him off, or?
Leave it up to her.
You know what? Say exactly what you feel. To be honest, if you think that he's not good enough for her, tell her that. Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to say, because she's in her 50s, you can't say that. I have to disagree with you, Meg, because she is an adult, and how can you dictate what she does in life? You can give recommendations, but don't say that.
That is true. You know what? Just play dirty, in my opinion. If he's weaseling his way back in, weasel your ideas in.
I've just had a look at the definition of gaslighting.
Weasel. Right? Yeah. Oh, no.
I want to read it, and I need to send this to her because it's just so on point. Gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse that's seen in abusive relationships. It's the act of manipulating a person by forcing them to question their thoughts, memories, and the events occurring around them. A victim of gaslighting can be pushed so far that they question their own sanity. That is like textbook what she's going through at the moment with him. Sad. What do you do? 13 10 09. Do you tell her, break up with him, or, you know, just let her go?
Yeah, we do need your advice here, and everyone that gets on the air in the draw for this week's prize of the week, which is a pizza oven, which is cool as well. But
gaslighting in a different way.
Yeah, well, yes. Give us a call and help us out.
Yeah, 13 10 09. Just to recap, my mum has been in a relationship for almost 14 years with a man. He is the textbook definition of gaslighter. He just treats her like crap, leads her down the path of, you know, we're going to be happy, makes all of these false promises, and never, ever delivers. He hasn't even slept over mum's house in over 7 years.
That's a bit much.
And
that's
weird. She gets super paranoid about the whole thing because he's always on Facebook as well. Like it always seems 24/7 he's online. Now, in the past, he has cheated on her before with a younger woman. She took him back, but I don't think she ever fully recovered from the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm at that weird stage where she's so attached to him and everything that relationship represents. I just want to tell her, you need to get rid of this man straight away. But on the other hand, I'm holding back because I don't want to make her unhappy. She's 53. Like, at some point, she needs to make her own decisions. Yeah. It's her life. But it's hard to watch.
It sounds like a lot of her self-worth is based on this relationship.
Yeah, 100%.
Which, as you said, she's recently got a new job.
Yeah.
Things like that. Maybe this might be the push that she needs, hopefully, to be like, you know what? I don't need him.
It's like
I've got my own life.
It's full oppression, you know? Like, it makes her feel like she's not worthy of the relationship, even though she's the only one in it that's trying to make it normal.
Yeah.
And after that long, I'm like, Mum, you got to get... I just want to tell her, get rid of him. Like, get rid of him ASAP. You can do so much better.
Look, it's very tough because I hear what you're saying, but I think you can only give her advice. You can't say get rid of him because she's a fully grown adult making adult choices.
Yeah.
And she does listen to what I have to say. So I think my words will have quite a lot of gravity in the situation, so I want to do it, you know, properly.
Yeah, we're going to go to Mel. Hello? Hello, Mel?
No, Mel's gone.
Mel's gone.
It's not good at all, is it? It's just one of those weird, sad situations.
We did have a guy call up too. He couldn't talk on the air, but he said that instead of going to your mum and hurting her feelings, warn the guy off. Like, go straight to the guy and just, like, make your presence known and you know what his deal is.
That's an interesting idea. Yeah,
that is.
Have you ever spoken to him one on one before? Like,
we don't get along because I think he knows I've figured his whole MO out.
Yeah,
so he stays well clear of me. Very hard to get in touch with him. Maria, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, how you going? Now you've heard all of this. What are your thoughts on the situation? Should I be intervening here?
Yes, you should. you'd be better off telling your mum to get rid of you.
Okay.
How do you think you should go about it?
Look, I've been through the situation myself with my parents.
Yeah.
Especially my dad. If I didn't like someone, I'd tell him straight.
Well, geez. So you gave him the information. So he was single for a while there, and then he was dating, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what it's like. Yeah. And I think to me, it sounds like this guy that your mum's with, he's got another woman, or is he married?
Yeah, someone else on the side, perhaps a dirty dog.
Yeah.
Wow, creepy.
Well, if he's got someone else on the side and he's stringing poor Maddie's mum along, what else would you call him?
Dirty dog.
How infuriating.
Maybe that to him face to face. I think
Mitch's idea, like to go
talk to him, directly, especially if he's trying to avoid it. Maybe that's the kick in the, he'll need.
We'll see. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Good morning.
What's on the way?
Alec Baldwin's spoken to the Paps over the weekend, we've got the first sort of like public statement that he's made about that on-set death. Also, too, Kim Kardashian's got a new boyfriend, and it is not who I thought she would go for, but, I mean, I'll let you know who it is. You can make the decision with me. Do you like it? Do you not?
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, Jackson is here and Kim K with a new man. What's going on there?
Yeah.
And how is it different to Kanye?
Okay, so this is really interesting. So, of course, she did SNL a couple of weeks ago and she got pretty controversial in her opening monologue. She took stabs at all the family like this.
I'm so much more than just a pretty face and good hair. And great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons.
Ouch. So anyway, everyone was wondering why she went in so heavy, because I don't know if you heard all of the, like, serious jokes that she did, like the ones about OJ.
Yeah.
Did you hear the
only
monologue?
A few bits.
I know it's sort of weird to remember the first black person you met, but OJ does leave a mark. Or several. Or none at all. I still don't know.
So they're saying that it was Pete Davidson who actually talked her around and helped her write some of the more serious stuff on the monologue. Now they've been photoed over Halloween weekend holding hands at a theme park in Los Angeles. So they're saying that they're now dating. And if you're not sure who Pete Davidson is, he's been connected to like Ariana Grande and stuff like that. But he's just like this tall sort of white blonde guy.
He looks a bit anemic, to be honest.
Yeah, like he's kind of got Edward Cullen vibes, although he doesn't sparkle in the sun. So, yeah, everyone's saying this is really weird, but now that it's come out that it could be a bit of a publicity stunt because, of course, Peacock's related to the new series that they're doing on Hulu.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, maybe it's just a bit of a G-up, but how interesting. What a strange step
Pete
away
Davidson.
From Kanye.
He's got something really big going for him.
that's
what I've heard.
Really long, what is it, legs, I think.
Yeah, yeah, big ambitions in life.
yeah.
Well, hey, look at the ladies he's dated so far.
You know, earlier we were talking about that...
Small ambitions
story
I don't know if he was that much. I didn't see him in the crowd photos, but hey, it's possible.
Hey, she likes what she likes.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And Ari said when she was dating him,
what did she say?
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, really? That really, really
was
big
that a direct, joke. Was that a direct quote from Ari?
No, it was actually a
big jokes,
more
big comedy.
You know what they say, with a man with a big foot leaves a big footprint.
Absolutely.
So,
big
on.
Shoes to fill.
Any more we want to get out of us?
I'm done.
Wow, we're all really pent up for Monday. He says a lot about what we got up to over the weekend. Absolutely nothing. Let's talk about Alec Baldwin, because, of course, that is an unfolding investigation about film set death over in the US. Yeah, so he has been confronted by paparazzi. This video is really weird because it's sort of in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of like he's just gone onto the side of a country road with his wife, and they're filming photographers as he's being filmed, but he's spoken to them. And I feel really sorry for Alec Baldwin at the moment, because he does not seem in the, like, perfect state of mind. line to be talking to anybody.
I'm not allowed to make any comments because it's an ongoing investigation. I've been ordered by the Sheriff's Department in Santa Fe. I can't answer any questions about the investigation. I can't. There are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a 1 in a trillion episode. It's a 1 in a trillion of them.
Yeah, so he's saying it's a 1 in a trillion incident on a film set, and he's said that the film's not going to go on. So normally when this stuff sort of happens, they may continue to try and pay homage to people who are, like, injured or whatever. Mm. But they're saying definitely not going to see the light of day ever, and there could still be charges laid. They haven't ruled out, laying those charges and everyone that's involved, which is quite a long list of people.
Well, I was really upset. Oh, he was really upset. So I watched the footage of this yesterday. I'm pretty sure it was his wife in the footage as well. She was getting really aggro with the press, and you could tell Alec was kind of like, hey, just back off. I'm going to answer some questions. Mm. But it's just a sad situation.
Yeah. Terrible.
Nicolas Cage has actually come out over the weekend and spoken out against the armorer on the movie and said that she was pretty bad on a movie, previous movie that
That's
he was
right.
in.
Yeah, well, apparently they had a big run-in on a movie set earlier this year about the unprofessional circumstances that she was sort of, like, being found in. So it's very interesting. And what's interesting as well is just how many high-powered people are going to be held accountable for this. So it'll be unfolding over the next couple of weeks. Interesting to see what happens to Lord Alec.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at New FM. A big show still ahead, guys. We are joined by Ali Langdon after 8:30, of course, the host of the Today Show, and the new show premiering tonight on Channel 9, Parental Guidance.
Oh, that's going to be excited. So spicy. The Novos. And I can get you out of
my mind. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, coming up next, we are doing Love It or Loathe It. This is where I give Creevo and Meg a topic, and they have to state whether they love it or loathe it and give the reasons why. I've got a few good ones for you guys.
Excellent.
Okay. And the first one up next is about Melania Trump. Love It or Loathe It.
Interesting.
Story out about her today. Plus, Jessica Power from Big Brother VIP joining us after 8 o'clock this morning.
The Novos.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, getting Creevo and Meg's thoughts on today's daily topics, guys. One rule, no fence sitting. Clear sides, guys. Okay. Here we go. First up today, love it or loathe it, former First Lady Melania Trump.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. That was easy.
In unison.
I know, right? Okay, it's like stereo.
Before I get into the story, tell me your reasons, please.
Well, I just think she's a little bit of, I'm going to say, just an opportunist.
Meg?
I just don't feel any connection to her.
She's a bit lifeless, isn't she?
Yeah.
The cold behind the eyes. Melania Trump being pictured overnight. This is hilarious. Long-suffering, married to Donald Trump, of course. Now, do you remember when she was First Lady? This is a couple of years back. When she kept getting pictured on and, like, filmed of her, like, rolling her eyes and at Donald Trump.
That's
and
right.
His hand away from her when he tried to hold
Wouldn't
her.
Wouldn't you do the same?
She's
like, don't touch me. That sort of thing.
She despised. As Donald Trump, it seems.
Yeah.
She's being pictured overnight at a World Series baseball game with her husband.
Oh.
The camera's panned over to the pair of them. She's pulled on a big grin, smiled. Oh, yep, she's happy.
I am happy.
She thinks the camera's turned away. Man, that smile quickly turns upside down. She is scowling. She is not happy to be there. I get that because I hate going to sport with people. And sitting there like
when
so,
you're not interested.
I get it.
Nothing more boring.
Do you know what? It's not. She's just in it for the money. Who cares? You know?
I agree with that. I think. Do I remember this sequence of events, right? At the end of when his last trip on Air Force One, did she get in her own car or something?
Yeah.
That's how I imagine the rest of their relationship.
She hasn't been happy with him for, like, I think since she got together with him, to be completely honest.
All right. Think about the thing that annoys you the most in life and the face that you pull. picture what it is. That's the face she pulls when the camera supposedly pans away. I think she'd rather an enema than
It's as if she's smelled a waft of sewage.
Oh, like the worst smell ever's just like wafted under her nose.
Can I just defend her for a little bit here?
Yeah.
Please because do.
I think she's just someone like me who's naturally unimpressed, but like that's just the facial expression. I have the worst facial expressions and everyone always thinks I'm either mad or about to punch them. But like I'm not very expressive in my face. Maddie says to me often, he's like, "Are you annoyed or bored? Am I boring you?" I think that's just her trying to be like, I'm really happy for the cameras, and then the cameras turn off and she goes back to just being relaxed and normal.
Resting B-face for Melania.
Yes, or resting J-face, as some people call her and me. But I think we cut her some slack.
Oh, I love her for it. I think, you know,
she's an entertaining character. There's no doubt about that.
For who she has to put up with, you can understand.
Absolutely right.
You know, as a first lady, she's quite popular over in the States.
Yeah.
They recently did a poll of all of the first ladies, and she beat Jill Biden.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Current first lady, and Hillary Clinton.
I think people find her amusing because of things like that.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Next topic, guys, sexy Halloween outfits. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it.
Loathe it.
All right, you go first this time, Meg. Why do you hate it?
Mainly just because we've been brought up in a household where if you're going to wear a Halloween costume, it has to be scary. And there's nothing scary about sexy Halloween costumes.
Yeah, but it's a bit of fun, you know? I've got to disagree with you on this one, Meg. I think that it's...
Of course. The typical guy thing to say.
Yeah, well, I just like to see a sexy Halloween costume. Is that a crime?
You like to see a sexy witch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know, yesterday I was having a wine after I did a spring clean on the balcony, and Wickham was so busy with trick-or-treaters.
Yeah,
heaving. Which is weird because there's so many apartments.
Ding-dong.
I know. Interesting, though, I looked over the balcony. So many girls dressed up in sexy Halloween outfits. Like, too many.
Displeased you, did it?
I know that I'm not the target audience. Mm-hmm. They're just a bit trashy, right?
Well, to be fair, it's any sexy outfit you can find, splash a bit of fake blood on it, and that's your sexy Halloween outfit.
Well, you had your big Halloween party yesterday,
Meg.
We did,
yeah.
Did you get any sexy trick-or-treaters?
No, we didn't, because it's mainly families who come around.
Oh, my God, I'm a sexy nurse with some blood on the front of my outfit.
What if the tables turn, though, Maddie, and it's a sexy fireman coming knocking at your door. Trick or treat, Maddie. No? Not into
it?
He's shirtless with the suspenders? Yeah, just the suspenders holding a kitten. For extra...
Is this one of those calendars you just rescued
from a tree?
You know I'm a hypocrite sometimes.
Yeah. Is this one of those times?
Absolutely. Speaking of Halloween yesterday, Meg, of course, I saw on socials, man, what a setup you had yesterday.
Yeah, we did a big Halloween display out in Toronto, and it's really hard at the moment because we normally do like a big walkthrough and all that kind of stuff. COVID kind of ruined that for the second year in a row. I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, nice.
I'm actually really impressed with how we went.
A Halloween update from you, Meg, right now.
It was a very, very big weekend, in fact, because the setup that we do out at Mum's place in Toronto, it takes about a week of prep and then 2 days of setup to really get to the point of actually being
in. That's huge.
Unfortunately, this year, due to COVID, like last year as well, we had to have it out the front. So normally what happens is we actually do a walkthrough display. So you can walk through and actually touch all the props and all that kind of stuff. Mum has a fake electric chair that she's made and all that kind of stuff. But I think we did pretty well because we anticipated not many people coming due to COVID. So we set up 150 lolly bags for the kids. We ran out like halfway through.
Wow. So the number of people out on the streets was massive.
It was massive, especially in the Toronto area, and got to the point because we had leftover stuff, so we ended up making some extra stuff. But it was really cool. A bunch of people showed up. I want to give a shout-out, though. Shazza from Toronto, one of our lovely listeners, made the
regular
effort to come
show,
in,
yeah.
come out, and she's like, Meg, come down here. I went down, and we had a bit of a chat, and she was really good, but...
Did she take any lollies?
I gave her a pack.
Oh,
I gave
nice.
Her a pack of
excellent.
Lollies. But it was really, really cool. We had a couple of big group show up of about 30 kids.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting.
So getting excited. It was really cool.
Your mom loves Halloween.
She lives for it.
Was she frothing it yesterday?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. A little bit disappointed just with the fact that a couple of the props didn't work.
That's always the way. Which ones didn't work?
She's got a Grim Reaper that basically lunges when you go near him. He's got a giant scythe and you go near him and he talks to you and then he lunges at you. But the big thing was she's got a jumping spider that you pat. Like, it's huge. It's probably about two foot long.
Yeah.
And you tell the kids, go and pat the spider. He's really, really good. Every single kid screamed their lungs out, ran away. We had a couple of tears. Brilliant.
Oh, so the spider did work?
Yeah, the spider did good. Work. He jumps at people.
Not the lurching Grim Reaper.
Not the lurching Grim Reaper.
It stayed stationary.
A giant clown. He's probably 7 or 8 foot tall, and it holds like a little kid by its legs and swings it around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, in particular, as I was saying before, with Halloween, it has to be scary. It can't be cute.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to be scary, but it was a really, really good day. The weather held out, so kind of glad another it's done for another year. Because I'm really tired this morning.
Hey, I can see why you hate Christmas, because it's so close to Halloween.
Still getting over Halloween. Your outfit looked amazing, though,
Meg. Yeah, what were you dressed as?
Just like a gothic bride or something.
Yeah, it was real. The makeup was so cool.
It kind of looked like that. You know that movie Corpse Bride?
Yeah.
There's a bit of that vibe going on. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I thought since I am engaged this year, I can go as a bride. It kind of works. Get some wedding planning while we're doing Halloween.
Be truthful.
Yeah.
You kept it on when you got home, didn't you?
No, I did not. Oh. I went to bed. I was tired.
You and Joshie, eh?
I don't know if Corpse Brides are his thing.
Hey, only one way
I've
to find
asked.
Out.
I'll have to ask when I get home.
Yeah, you might be whipping out the costume again.
Put it back on. No, I mean it now. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. Plus, Jessica Power, guys. She's starring on Big Brother VIP. She was on Maths. Very controversial character. I've seen the first episode, a preview of it. Mate, it is going to be massive.
Wild.
It is wild. Now, you might have seen the ads for Big Brother VIP with Jessica. She's on there saying that Shane Warne has been DMing her on Instagram, apparently, with some filthy messages. Oh, I want to ask her, on the scale of, like, zero to filth, like, where he sits.
Yeah, has there been pictures of the old mirror on the ceiling?
Bloody Warnie the dirty dog.
He loves it.
Terrible. The Novos. And I can get you out
of my mind. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you up drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. It's frightening.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when. Maddie, Meg and Crevo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Big Brother VIP is premiering tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus, guys. So excited for this season. So many great names are on the show. Caitlyn Jenner, Thomas Markle Jr., Meghan Markle's brother. He's getting all the secrets about Meghan, of course. Omarosa, who was Donald Trump's number one advisor in the White House.
He's also involved in the Clinton administration, wasn't she? Yeah.
So she's spilling all sorts of secrets. I love it. I watched the first episode last night. I got a sneak peek of it. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. Also on the show, Jessica Power. Now, you might remember her from Maths. She was one of the more controversial brides on the show. She doesn't care. She's just living her best influencer life at the moment. She's on the show. In the promos, she's been talking about Shane Warne sliding into her DMs, and she is pretty forward with what she's saying about him. She's basically saying he's a creep.
Jeez.
We all know.
We all know
that Shane Warne likes to slide into blonde girls' DMs. So I want to find out from her next what he said.
Yeah, what's going on there and what gosh she's got from Big Brother as well, because I feel like, as you said, she just says what she thinks.
Yeah.
This is the type of person who's going to spill a secret.
A lot of big characters on the show. We'll catch up with Jessica Power next.
The Novos.
Big Brother VIP premiering 7:30 tonight. So excited for this. On the show, Jessica Power. She joins us on the show.
Jay, Maddie and
now, Jess, good morning.
Hello, Jess.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, doll. How you doing? Are you over in the UK at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, I'm living over in the UK at the moment. I start filming a new show over here, so...
Yeah, nice. What time is it?
It's taking over the world, you know?
I know. What time is it over there at the moment?
It's 9:10 at night on a Sunday.
You got a few wines, yeah?
No, but I'm literally recovering from a hangover from Halloween, last night. So,
what was your costume?
I went as Barbie.
Oh, beautiful. Love it.
Yeah.
Jess, I love your honesty. I was so excited to see you on the cast for Big Brother VIP. Now, in the promos over here, they've absolutely been flogging your little truth bombs with Shane Warne sliding into your DMs. Now, I know you won't tell us what exactly he said and also probably not suitable for broadcast, but on the scale of zero to total creep, where on the scale does he sit?
Oh, you know what? Like, I feel really bad that my big mouth has, like, put me into trouble. But, you know, so, like, my dad still loves you, Shane. I'm really sorry. But, you know, don't send creepy messages to girls over the internet. It was, like, on a... It's, like, let's say it's, like zero is not creepy and creep is creepy. He was on the creep.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Now, you moved over there a little while ago and you were dating that rapper guy for a while. What's your situation now? You're single? You're in a relationship? What's happening there?
No, I'm single. I'm so single. It's boring.
You know what? You'll love it over in the UK. Manchester, I heard, is like a pretty fun place to be.
It is. It's really happening here. It's really... I just love... You know, like, I'm going to Greece on Tuesday. Excuse me, but... You can't just catch a plane and go to Greece if you live in Oz.
Oh, you're living your best life.
It's really great.
Absolutely. Hey, Jess, tell us, Big Brother, let's get into it. Did you enjoy the experience overall? And I guess what I wanted to ask you as well, did you meet anyone in the house that maybe you had, like, a certain opinion of before you entered and it changed by the end?
I didn't have an opinion on anybody. I know best, like, coming off of the back of my shows that people that have opinions are always right.
Yeah.
So I just had expectations, I guess. And I was shocked that, you know, Caitlin was just so normal and down to earth. She's probably the less demanding out of the group when she could be the most demanding. And yeah, like, everyone was just really, really cool. It was such a great vibe. It was so funny to, you know, the first night I met Luke, he was in my limo and he turned around and he's like, "This girl from math." And I was like, "I don't know you."
Oh.
And I felt really bad because I don't watch much TV, so I didn't really know a lot of the faces. There was obviously Caitlin, everyone knows her.
Yeah.
Imogen and I are good friends off the show, so it was great to have, like, an ally in the house as well.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
And then, yeah, to see Bernard Curry, like, I mean, I love Wentworth, so I kind of fangirled over him a bit. I think I said to him, "If you come near me, I'll squeal."
Is there anyone now that you're out of the VIP house you'd hang out with, like, on a regular basis?
Imogen and I, we hang out, like, quite a lot, but, you know, I am in the UK now.
If they were to, like, jump on a private jet and see you in the UK,
yeah,
who
Imogen,
would it be?
Right?
Who would, apart from Imogen?
Probably Luke, Josh, and... Yo, Caitlin can come hang out. She said to us, actually, she's like, "If you guys are ever out my way, just come. You can come hang out. Come stay over." And I'm like, "Caitlin Jenner wants me to stay at her house. I'll come."
That's cool.
Hell yeah.
Now, I've seen as well, there was some, like, when I was reading about this and reading up for this morning, you've got, like, the adult health toy business going on. Anything else that you've got business-wise happening? Because you're quite an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm dropping my own beauty line May next year. So I'm doing a collaboration, but my own line within that brand.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. I've got a sunglasses line coming out for, you know, Aussie summer. You know what? Like, my life is so crazy. What do you mean? Like, who I would never thought I'd be saying any of this 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You're hustling and making it happening. And are the health toys selling well as well?
They're always selling well. I'm bringing out my own collaboration with the brand soon as well. So everyone can have a bit of Just Power in their bedside table.
Hey, Jess, I watched the first episode. It's fantastic. You're so funny on the show. Good luck with it over in the UK. And thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
No worries. Have a great day. Have fun. You too. See ya. I like her.
Yeah.
She's very
hilarious.
Very fun. Hey, on Friday, we all went over to Crevo's house for a bit of dinner. First of all, best cook.
Oh, thank you.
I met in a long, long, long time.
Oh, that means a lot. You're quite the baker yourself.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. But it was the first time we've all really hung out as a group, not at a pub.
Yeah, that's true.
So I've got some observations that I've written down that I want to share with you guys.
Okay, excellent. Awesome. We'll do it next at New FM.
The Novos.
Crevo, great dinner at yours the other night.
Oh, thank you.
It's funny for me because I don't remember the last time I went to a dinner party. I don't think I've really ever been to a dinner party before. I'm 32.
Really?
It's an interesting thing if you haven't been to a dinner party before, because there is that whole tussle of who's speaking, you know, when do I insert myself into conversation? Like, it's
what
just
is appropriate conversation for a dinner party?
Anything. I don't know. That's a bit like,
that's
a
great thing about a dinner party, right?
Yeah. You can talk about anything.
But it was very now, because I stress about everything. It's just one of my personality traits. Like, I was stressing about meeting your partner, Emmy. Like, am I going to be too, like, bogan or whatever?
What?
Your fiance. Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
She was so fun. She was very loose at the end of it. It just, made my night.
We like hosting. It's good fun.
Yeah, I can tell why, because you're bloody good at it. Like, we rocked up, and I pretty much rocked up at the same time as our newsreader, Maddie.
Yeah.
We rocked up at the same time together, and we rocked up, and your puppy, oh my gosh, ran straight out and just jumped all over us. It was, if I'm going to have a welcoming party for a dinner party, that needs to be it every level. Molly just made my night. And then when we walked inside, because we went and sat out the back, had a couple of drinks and whatnot. This is before you arrived, Maddie. Fashionably late.
A little bit late.
I noticed that the entire chat before you rocked up was about animals.
Yeah, well,
dogs,
you know, it's easy.
Cats, birds, lizards.
Easy and relatable.
See,
right?
I never thought that was dinner party conversation.
It can be anything. It's just whatever you're vibing, and it's easy to talk about because everyone's had pets, blah blah blah. They've got a story. Right?
I like a dinner party with people you haven't had dinner with before. So like, we'd never have had dinner with Maddie and her partner, or you really.
Yeah.
And Lizzie, my housemate. So it was kind of a weird little eclectic group, but an interesting conversation.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. And Meg, I've got to say, you drank a whole bottle of Moscato and you hate wine.
I hate wine.
Did you have a hangover the next day?
I did. And that's when I was doing Halloween prep. Oh, so it was not wine. Fun. It was cheap wine. It's never going to be expensive online. But it was a really, really good night. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, that's all right.
The dinner was incredible.
Yeah, what did we have again?
So we had the Vietnamese pork chops that marinated and then smoked on the Weber, some slaw. We had fries and then a pavlova as well, which is good.
Homemade pavlova looked incredible.
Oh, and you made your Bailey's mousse.
Oh, yeah, that was great
Bailey's
as well.
Mousse, yep.
I've been in
there somewhere.
Enjoyed a bit
Did
more
you
of that.
Take that home?
No, I left that.
Have you?
Yeah,
finished
I've been.
It?
No, not yet.
Look, very delicious.
It was very good, but I've been having had a little bit after dinner last night. It was great.
Oh, good.
So you won't get your container back for a few more days,
Meg. That's fine. I can deal with that.
Look, it was a lot of fun, and we've got to do more now. Now that we can.
Yes.
I said after everyone left, God, I miss having people over. Just sitting out the back, having drinks, chatting. It's just brilliant.
I'd offer, but you can't really fit many people in my tiny shoebox apartment.
That's all right. We'll do it at mine again. It's fine.
Anything I can cook would just be in the air fryer, so it won't be as fancy as yours.
You know what? I hate goat, like goat products, like goat's cheese and all that jazz. Anyway, the cheese board was out, and I thought, oh, look at that melted brie. It kind of looked like it'd been in the sun for a few hours. I was like, oh, I'll have some of that. And I thought, oh, that's disgusting.
goat's
and you
brie.
Still ate it?
I thought it had just been left out for ages.
No.
And then you told me at the end it was goat's cheese.
That's why.
Hey. Good night, man.
Yeah, thanks. Can't wait to do more.
Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next, plus Ali Langdon taking a minute away from the Today Show, coming on our show
to talk
about her new show tonight, premiering on Channel 9 called Parental Guidance. So we'll chat to her in minutes. So
the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
Meg.
And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
Kicking off at 9 a.m. is 105 minutes commercial free music with Jackson.
Yeah. Good morning,
man.
Good morning. Can you believe I'm going to be pressing play on this? The Veronicas?
Oh, yes. I love it.
So back in the day.
Was Dean Byer in the video for that?
Yes, he was, actually. Kissing each other goodbye at a private plane. Oh, how cute. Taylor Swift and me with Brendan Urie. Fresh Lil Nas as well.
Loving that. Taylor Swift never gets cred for that Me song.
No, I think that was better than You Need to Calm Down.
Yeah, I love it. Excellent.
Very good.
Kicking off in 25 minutes, rather.
Up next, though, as you said a little earlier in the show, Ali Langdon going to be taking a bit of a break from her duties on the Today Show to come on our show, which is very, very generous. She's going to be talking about her new program, Parental Guidance. Now, this has had a lot of chat around in the lead up to it because they're saying it's going to be like the maths of parenthood. So people are going to be all debating, you know, different parenting styles. Things going to get wild.
That's right. We'll chat to her next.
The Novos.
Guys, very exciting night on Channel 9 tonight. Now, I'm sure you've seen the promos for this new parenting show called Parental Guidance. They're calling it the next big groundbreaking experiment. The hosts of the show is, of course, Ali Langdon.
You need an excuse for a party.
That's my sock.
It is your sock. My foot got cold.
How dare you?
You were trying to get better and then you're going and putting that on your foot.
What is going on?
No, my foot was cold.
No, you didn't do it properly.
Whoa! Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, for your entertainment, Alison Langdon.
Oh, yes, here she is. Good morning, Ali. How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm really well.
That's
wow.
All right.
Whoa, good to talk to you.
I've got to say, Ali, before we get into it, you're absolutely killing it on the Today Show. Was it a hard move for you, obviously coming from 60 Minutes and doing that sort of hard-hitting journalism to doing stuff like that with Carl?
No, I really enjoy that stuff, you know, and any time I get to, you know, beat him up or do something, it's brilliant.
See, when you do it, you look like such a natural. We just assume that's been in your personality the whole time.
This whole time, it's just been sitting there waiting to come out.
It's so good. Do you miss working on 60 Minutes?
Yeah, look, I do, but I did 60 for 10 years, and it was wonderful, and now having two little kids, the travel has been so tricky, and I mean, in the last 2 years, the guys haven't gone anywhere anyway.
Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah.
I see them all in the office.
It's all via Zoom.
Well, you're doing a new show called Parental Guidance. Give us a bit of a gist of what this is about.
Well, you know, we put 10 sets of parents with 10 very different styles in a room and set them a whole bunch of challenges. Oh. What could possibly go wrong?
So what
right?
kind of challenges are these?
Oh, like we send them out to a fine dining restaurant. We make them set up like a cubby house. There are some serious ones where we see if your child will go off with a stranger.
Okay.
And the thing is, with all these different parenting styles, I mean, I don't know about you guys, I didn't even know there were so many styles.
No, the list of 10 here.
Looking at the list, it's quite unbelievable, really.
Yeah, one of them, a tiger parenting style. What's all that about?
So that's, there was a book written by an American woman called Tiger Mums, and it's sort of basically broadly, it's that sort of Asian style of raising your kid.
Were you shocked by some of the things you saw during filming with the other parents? Because I feel like most people naturally, just in life, judge each other's parenting styles. Did you find yourself sort of questioning some of the things that the parents were doing?
Yeah, but more often I spent time just sitting there going, oh, crap, am I here because I'm the example of the bad parent? I'd watch how these experiments would play out, and it's like, oh, geez, I know what my kids would do, and I know how I'd handle it.
Yeah, you got two little ones yourself.
And I'm pretty sure it's all wrong.
Which one, which style would you resonate more with?
Look, I was raised free range because I grew up on a farm. I grew up in Warhope, mid North Coast in New South Wales, and it was sort of, you know, kick the kids out of the house in the morning, go run around, don't come back till dinner time.
Street lights on, kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm in the city now, and I've got little kids, and I'm probably a little bit helicopter.
Okay.
Always keeping an eye on them.
Too much, yeah, yeah.
Now,
and our helicopter parents, right, is Sam Thaiday, you know, rugby league legend Sam Thaiday, and his wife Rachel. So can you imagine with his two little girls as they grow up and they bring a boy home, say, introducing them to Sam Thaiday, and he's a helicopter parent who offers.
That's so funny.
Poor lad.
Oh, my God, totally. Now, has there been anything on the show where you've seen it and you've gone, oh, my God, I can't believe I just witnessed a parent do that?
Yeah, look, we have a couple of those moments because we talk about, say, how you deal with discipline. Do you smack your child? And that is a pretty emotive segment when we talk about that because it brings up a lot of stuff for other people in the room as to maybe how they were raised.
Yeah.
And that's certainly a tricky one to deal with, but everybody's really honest about it.
No, look, it looks fantastic. And what I love about this show from the promos, nothing like this has been done before in the country. I think it's going to be huge. It looks fantastic. Now, you do have somebody else joining you on the show. Can you tell us about the parenting expert that you've got as well?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Justin Coulson. He's amazing. And, I mean, he knows his stuff, but on top of that, he's also a dad of six kids. And not just six kids, six daughters.
Oh, poor bugger.
Yeah.
He qualified.
Yeah. So he's fantastic. And especially when we talk about some of those bigger, trickier issues, like would your child go off with a stranger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is great to, he's great to have there. And, you know, and his advice is sort of, you know, we're all doing the best we can. We could all probably be a bit better, but sometimes we just need to lighten up and go, hey, give ourselves a break.
No, absolutely. The show is called Parental Guidance, premiering 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Ali Langdon, thank you.
Nice to talk to you guys.
I'm looking forward to watching this. Really.
It's going to be good. I think it's going to be massive. Mm.
It's going to be different for us, though, because we don't have kids.
Still
and
great to
still
watch.
Watching everyone else's reactions.
Well, there's all different types of parents on the show. Yeah. And imagine just putting all different types of people, like Maths as well, in a room together. It's going to be intense.
But it's like when you're a kid and you see someone else's parents, like, oh, I couldn't have them as my mum and dad because they parent that way.
Too strict or not strict enough.
I always had the fear, like, of the kids who had teachers as parents.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, could you imagine? It'd just be all work at their house.
Everyone I know that has had, like, a teacher parent really misbehaved at school.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think they can get away with it.
Yeah, right.
Weird. We're taking your last calls next on 13:10:09. Maybe you want to have a chat about parental guidance that's on air tonight. Maybe you got up to something interesting over the weekend you want to let us know about. 13:10:09. Every caller that gets to air this week goes in the draw to score a pizza oven, which is really cool as well. So if you want to get involved, 13:10:09.
Yep. Novos.
Taking your last calls right now.
Hello.
Last calls.
Yeah, if you couldn't get involved throughout the show, here's your chance now. Anything we might have talked about, you want to give your opinion on 13:10:09, every caller that gets to air this week goes in the draw to score a pizza oven, which is really cool, but we want to know your thoughts.
That's fantastic. First up is Sky. Hey, Sky, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going well, thank you. What do you want to speak about this morning?
I just want to talk about the Parental Guidance show.
Yeah, premiering tonight, yep.
Yeah, I've just noticed that with all the advertising I've seen for it, I haven't noticed that there's any single parent families.
That is actually a fantastic point. There is what a great
none.
Point. There's
great
none.
Insight, yeah. Because
and I'm a single mum.
Yeah,
and I've got two little girls. Well, not little, but they're, you know, 12 and 7.
Yeah.
And I find it really hard to be the disciplined and be the fun one and the happy one all the time. And I think, like, I've got no one to fall back on. So I think they really should have put a single parent
in. Oh, absolutely.
They missed the trick.
There's so many single parents.
That's a big oversight. How long have you been a single mum for, Skye?
For 10 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
you've been in it for the long haul, right? How do you work as well?
Yeah, I work as well.
Yeah.
My God, you're like a super mum to be able to do all of that.
Yeah, it's not easy.
And I think that I am a super mum. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think there's super dads out there as well. I have so many friends that are single dads. And I find that even harder. I think that's even a bigger job to take on as a single dad.
What do you think is the biggest struggle?
I think I really should have put someone else in there, like a single parent.
As a single mum, what do you think is the biggest struggle that you face?
Not having someone back me up.
Yeah.
I've got quite a very full-on 7-year-old daughter, and she's probably borderline ADHD.
Yeah.
So there's times where I really need to put processes in place, but then she'll go to her dad's for every, maybe 1 month, a weekend, and all my processes just get thrown out the door.
And
she comes back and she's just wild again.
Do you think if they did like a second season of this show, you would possibly put yourself forward?
I'd be so keen for that. I think it's really important because I kind of feel like a bit heartbroken that they haven't really backed
single parenting
style.
My mum was a single mum as well, raising three kids, all within sort of 4 years of each other. And, you know, it wasn't easy for her. You have to juggle so many balls at the same time, and there's so many different situations you need to be across. And, you know, when's the last time you even got any time to yourself, Skye? Because that's what mum suffered with the most.
I can't remember.
Yeah, crazy.
In 12 years of being a mum, I've been on one holiday without my kids.
God.
You're a trooper.
Yeah, keep your head up, Skye, and thanks for coming on, sharing.
Like, yeah, appreciate it.
You're obviously doing a great job with what you're doing.
Yeah, good stuff. Katie, hello.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday.
What do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to, thank everybody out there over the weekend with all the Halloween stuff. It was just a really good vibe.
We were
really excited, and it was just like a little bit more normal opposed to COVID times, and it was really, really good. I know it's an American holiday and everyone's like, bar humbug for that, but it went really well.
How many houses in your area do you think got involved?
So many. There was actually a link to a website where people uploaded where they were going to have trick-or-treat available.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, so that was shared on the mum's pages and everyone sort of got involved, and it was really cute, really good.
How much of the loot did you raid? Be honest.
Look, I'm a diabetic, so that's my hyper stash now. Yep. So I picked out all the good ones.
Anything that had Cadbury written on it, that's mine. Thank you.
Taken for you.
Yep.
To your earlier point, Katie, I know people say, oh, it's an American holiday. Anything that makes you happy these days, just do it.
Exactly
right.
You
know what I mean?
They celebrate Chinese New Year. They celebrate St. Patrick's Day. None of that originated here. Like,
how many of us go out on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
You know, the old Irish pub.
That's right. Mm. Why not? You get involved. Have a green beer.
Yeah. A couple of limericks.
Big green
hat.
Is that
what they're calling it now?
thanks, Katie. Appreciate it.
It was a good vibe. It was.
Yeah. That's us done. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. 105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off in minutes.
Yo.
Jackson.
That is.
Hello. This is a Monday vibe.
Yeah.
After a good weekend, right? Ty Verdes, A-OK. A bit of the Biebs.
Yes.
On the way as well. We ditched the Anne.
Did you see Hailey Bieber dressed as Britney Spears for Halloween?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
They're not a couple that I really follow, but I will check it out. Mindskin as well. I watched them live on Jimmy Kimmel. Sounds exactly the same. Like, if they're lip syncing, very good job.
Very unique voice, right?
Yeah, like, I just think not sustainable, but, it sounds like he smokes a lot.
Yeah, fifth pack of 50s.
Yeah, that's right. The old Winnie Blues.
If it makes you bank.
Don't smoke.
Or you need bank to be able to smoke anyway.
Yeah.
It's true.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll catch you on tomorrow. Bye.
See you then.